Well, Jane and Mr. Race are still in Arizona. And at home, Neil, Marge, and Betty are still looking for additional evidence to prove that Mr. Marsh, the man who sent Mr. Race to Arizona to handle a large real estate deal, had another motive. Namely, getting Mr. Race out of the way to prevent his testifying in an investigation of a crooked real estate transaction. Tonight, our scene is the ace who answered the telephone. Listen.
Hello? No, Mrs. Race ain't home. No. All right, I'll tell her when she comes in. How soon she'll be in? Oh, about 2 or 3 weeks now. Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks. Hello? Hello? Well, goodbye then. I don't know why he hung up so hard. He acted like he's mad at me. I think there's somebody at the door. Just a minute, I'm coming.
Hello, Law. Anybody home yet?
No, ma'am. Nobody but me. Miss Betty called up a while ago, said to say that she was going to be a little late because she's going to stay at the office to look at some flies.
Look at some flies? Oh, Laura. Did she say files?
Well, it might have been files. I ain't much on that kind of stuff. I'm more on cooking and keeping house.
Yes, it was filed, Laura. She's been trying to find a certain paper down in the office where she's working.
Something she lost, was it, Miss Laura?
Well, I'm afraid I can't tell you very much about it yet, Laura.
Oh, then there was another party kept calling up all day asking for Mrs. Ace. He wanted to sell her a vacuum cleaner. All day long he kept calling.
Well, for heaven's sake, didn't you tell him she's out of town?
I told him I'd tell her when she got home. And finally, just a minute ago, he called the last time, and I had to break down and tell him she wouldn't be back for 2 or 3 weeks yet.
You broke down, huh?
Well, everybody's being so secretive-like around here lately, I didn't want to give out no information unless I had to.
Oh, I see. Secret-like, huh? I suppose you've overheard us talking about the trouble Mr. Ace is in.
Yes, ma'am. How much money did he steal before he went to Arizona?
What?
Or was it someone else that stole the money so Mr. Ace could go to Arizona?
Oh, for goodness sake, Laura. Doesn't Mr. Ace look like a man that would steal?
I don't know. You see, I'm all on cooking and keeping house, like.
Well, Laura, I might as well tell you the whole thing so you'll have it straight.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, second thought, maybe I better not. It's too long a story.
All right, ma'am. I'll sit down.
Well, you remember when Mr. Ace lost all his money?
I sure do. I ain't been paid since.
Well, Mr. Ace lost his money because he'd put it all on an option on some property he thought the city was going to buy. He got a tip from a man named Marsh, one of the city aldermen, so he scraped together $25,000 and got the option on the land.
Oh, I declare.
Then the city didn't buy the property, and Mr. Ace lost his $25,000. We thought that wasn't anybody's fault, of course. It was just luck. All right, then, this Mr. Marsh, to make up for Ace's loss, send him out to Arizona to handle a real estate deal for him out there.
Well, what do you know?
Anyway, after Jane and Mr. Ace had gone to Arizona, we found some evidence that makes it look like Marsh is a crook. When he was on the Board of Aldermen voting to buy that property, he was the man who owned the property all the time. In other words, he was using his political influence to make a lot of money for himself.
Well, kill me dead.
So we, that is, Neil Williams and Betty and I, have got the idea that if we handle this in the right way, we can prove that Mr. Marsh is crooked.
Well, not Oh, but that'd be kind of mean after him sending Mr. Ace all the way out to Arizona, wouldn't it?
Well, that's just the reason we think he did it, to get Mr. Ace out of the way in case of a political cleanup.
Yeah, I noticed that. He's always in the way in a cleanup. Every time I swept when he was around the house, I had to ask him to move.
I mean, if there was an investigation of city politics, Mr. Ace wouldn't be here to testify.
Oh, no. City says.
Now, if we can prove that Marsh is crooked, there's a chance we can get Mr. Ace's money back for him.
Gee. If he did get back his money, would I start getting paid again?
Certainly.
Gee, what can I do to help Miss Marsh? I ain't so much on investigating politics. I'm more on cooking and keeping house like. But if there's anything I can...
All we want you to do, Laura, is just keep it quiet. Don't tell anyone what I've told you. Not a soul.
Not even the maid next door.
Especially not the maid next door. Nobody. We can't afford to take any chances on his getting out.
There's somebody at the door, ma'am.
Oh, it's probably Betty. Will you let her in?
Yes,
ma'am. Hello, Laura. Hi, Ma. Just get home?
Yes. I haven't even taken my coat off yet.
Sorry, I didn't know you were coming home around this time. I had to pick you up. I wanted to tell you, I've been working on this thing today, and I found one thing that might mean a lot to us. I went to the county recorder's office, and, Say, Laura.
Yes, sir?
Don't I smell something burning out in the kitchen?
No, sir. I ain't even started dinner yet.
I meant if you could...
Oh, it's all right, Neil. We can speak clearly in front of Laura. I told her the story.
Oh, well, I don't know that I...
Oh, it's all right. She overheard most of it anyway. But I do think, Laura, it might be a good idea to start dinner, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. I'll do it right away.
So you told her what we're working on, huh?
She won't set it
around. What's the
matter? Well, she's as loyal to Jan and Ace as anybody could be. Now, what's this about the county recorder's office?
Well, I went down there today and I tried to check up on who owns that piece of property down by the railroad.
Uh-huh.
The land that I think Marsh was trying to sell to the city.
Yes, and who does?
Well, that's the funny thing. There's no record of the deed.
But there's supposed to be, isn't there? Don't they keep a file on every piece of property in the county?
Sure, but the file on that piece of property is missing. Somebody's taken it out.
That looks funny, doesn't it?
Not only funny, it looks very much like an inside job. The general public doesn't have access to those files. Only somebody who's very well known around City Hall could get in and take out the record. And our friend Mr. Marsh is the very man who answers that description.
Well, did you ask anybody about it?
Well, I thought I'd better keep it under my hat. For all I know, one of the clerks there in the recorder's office might be working for Marsh, and if he got tipped off that I'm snooping around, well, that'd spoil everything.
What you'll have to do, apparently, is find out where that deed is.
Mm-hmm, which is very much like looking for the familiar old needle in the haystack. However, we'll keep trying.
Oh, well, can you stay for dinner, Neil? Betty ought to be home soon. She telephoned she was staying late at the office to look through the records, but she should be along soon.
Yeah, I hope she finds something. Oh, sure, I'll stay.
All right, I'll go out in the kitchen and see if Laura needs any help.
Oh, wait a minute. I guess you didn't see this.
What is it?
A letter for you here on the hall table.
Oh, I guess Laura forgot to tell me about it. Oh, it's from Arizona. Must be from the Aces.
Say, I wish we could write and tell them what we're working on, but I guess there's no use raising their hopes until we're sure. What's it say?
It's from Ace.
Ah.
Dear Marge, just a line to let you know that my roommate and I have arrived with a flat statement. So Jane thinks we've been dipped because we weren't attacked by Indians.
She would.
This country's very high and dry, but aren't we all? Jane's been learning to ride a horse and says she'll tell you all about it as soon as you can sit down and write a letter. This is a marvelous ranch and the work is already beginning to take shape. More about that later. Best regards to you and Neil, and we'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks. Hey.
Yes. He's cheerful enough, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm glad he doesn't know about the dirty trick that Marge pulled on him.
Oh, we've got to get that money back for Ace, Neil. We've simply got to.
Well, rely on me, Marge. I'm going to do everything that's humanly possible.
Oh, I only wish your newspaper would help you instead of you having to do it all by yourself.
When I get some facts, the paper will get behind me, all right? All they want is more evidence.
Oh, that must be Betty. Excuse me, Neil.
Sure.
Well, I didn't expect you so soon, Betty. Laura said you phoned that you were staying at the office to go through the files.
I did, and was I lucky? I found what I was looking for right away. Oh, you're here, Neil. I'm glad. I think I've got something that's going to help us.
I hope it's something that proves that there's a tie-up between Peabody and Marsh.
Well, at least it's a letter from Mr. Peabody to Mr. Marsh. And I've got it right here in my purse. Just a second.
Let me see this.
Of course, it's only a carbon copy, and it isn't signed, but it might mean something.
Thomas Marsh, City Hall, dear Tom.
Dear Tom? Well, that must mean they know each other pretty well.
Yeah. Dear Tom, this will acknowledge receipt of deed to Railroad Avenue property per our agreement. Deed to remain in my possession until requested by you, George Peabody.
Well, now, if that isn't evidence they're working together, I'd like to know what it is.
Yeah, but the point is, it isn't legal evidence. It's just a carbon copy, and it isn't signed.
But Railroad Avenue property, that must mean the piece of land that Uncle Ace got the option on.
Sure it does, and furthermore, it means that your boss Peabody's got the deed to it.
You tried to find a record of the deed at the county recorder's office today.
Yeah, not a trace, as I expected. Marsh had himself pretty well protected in case somebody tried to check up, but this letter tipped it all off. Peabody's got the deed, and all we've got to do is get hold of it.
And that might be kind of hard to do.
Have you got any idea where Peabody keeps his valuable Betty?
Well, if he kept it in the office, there's a safe.
A safe, huh? Well, maybe it's a long chance, but we've got to get into that safe, Betty. Do you think you can get the combination?
Oh, I don't know how, Neil. I've never seen Mr. Peabody even open it in all the weeks I've been working there.
Well, nevertheless, we've got to get into that safe. We've got to get that deed.
Excuse me, Miss Marge. Do you want your potatoes mashed or fried for dinner?
Laura, have you been standing there in the doorway listening to us?
Well, I've been standing here, but all I've been trying to do is to get a worrying edgeways about the potatoes. Miss Marge, do you want the mashed or...
What I'm trying to find out, Laura, are you deliberately trying to listen in on our conversation?
Oh, for goodness sake, Nicole, I told you don't have to worry about Laura. She won't spread anything around.
Well, no, sir, I won't spread nothing around. You see, I'm more on cooking and keeping house.
But nevertheless, she did hear what I was saying about that Railroad Avenue property. Now, didn't you, Laura?
Oh, yes.
All right,
but...
now can I have your promise that you'll forget it?
Forget it? Why, for land's sake?
That's exactly why, for land's sake.
I don't understand you, Miss Marge. What are you talking about?
Well, what he means, Laura, is he doesn't want any leaks around here.
Leaks?
That's right, no leaks.
All right. The minute there is one, I'll call the plumber.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Laura, you know what I mean. I'm talking about the other kind of leak.
Oh, the other kind.
And we don't want any, you understand?
No, sir. And you won't get them either. I always like onions better.
Oh, I give up.
Let me try to explain. Now, listen, Laura.
Yes, Miss Barry.
What Mr. Williams is striving to convey is the thought that all of our discussions pertaining to this situation must remain entirely and implicitly confidential.
Well, not me now.
Why didn't he say so?